Looking a little scruffy? It's time to get cleaned up at Lady Jane's Second Store in Brighton. Get a precision haircut, hot lather neck shave, and hot towel treatment for a great price. On the corner of East Grand River and Whitmore Lake Road in front of Kroger. It's wicked awesome.
I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday. You ain't got no job. And you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yo, what's my favorite day of the week? My radio's kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Ripcord and the hot bitch, bitch away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
We're going to stay in Florida for this next one here because it'd be kind of hard to steal this. A guy in the Florida Keys tried to steal a tiki bar.
I get it.
A whole tiki bar?
Like a whole floating tiki bar. Wildlife officers arrested an allegedly intoxicated person that stole a tiki hut boat near Hawks Channel.
Incredible crime.
Fun.
It is. It does look fun. The guy
just get sick.
On board showed signs of intoxication and was taken into custody. They tagged the post with "Don't drink in boat." Photos show members of the Coast Guard at the helm of the floating bar and on the deck as they brought it back to harbor. So the bartender is also the captain. Is that it?
Oh, so he drives this thing.
Yeah, look, there's the you're behind the bar and you're behind the wheel.
Yeah,
that's how it works. They have some of these over here in our area. I've been on one a couple summers ago.
And does the whole thing, I thought they were like more of like a boat. Do they just like this? Like
it's they take like a platform and they put it on a bunch of like barrels and then they strap an engine to it like a regular boat.
So that's more like a pontoon tiki
bar. Kind of, yeah. Yeah, but it's literally just a little circular bar that just goes around the river or in the ocean or wherever you want to cruise on by. You can tell the captain which way to go and he takes you for a little ride. Usually it's a BYOB, crack open a couple beverages and just enjoy the scenery and the water.
Yeah, humans are hilarious. Build a tiki boat.
Yeah, it's. I mean, you're not going to get away with stealing a floating tiki boat.
You're not going to get far.
No, it's real slow, and you're against like Coast Guard boats.
Yeah,
that's a hilarious scene, man.
Yeah, I know I'm not able to outrun these guys.
Pull the bar over.
No, you're going to have to board, and you boarded pretty easily.
Exactly.
There's like guys in the Coast Guard that easily swim faster than this boat.
Right, there's just three Coast Guard guys swimming.
Yeah.
Pull it over. We'll
just pull it over, please. For God's sakes.
You can't. Nope. Never. My tiki boat.
I wonder what
I feel like you just get sick on that thing.
Yeah. If you're not good on the water, it would be bad. But if you're fine, a lot of people are fine on the water. Yeah, I'd take it out for an
afternoon. I just keep picturing like those civilizations that have never been discovered before. And, like, you roll up to their civilization, one of those, they think you were, like, a god or something.
Oh, yeah. The tiki god.
Yeah.
Okay. Give them booze.
Right.
all right, here's a crazy story. Two brothers with the same name were both arrested yesterday, charged with unrelated crimes.
Man. Well.
Willie Singletary. Two guys with the same name.
Yeah.
Both arrested in separate crimes. On Wednesday, police went to the Plymouth Township home of Willie Singletary III, 29-year-old guy, to arrest his 20-year-old brother, also named Willie Singletary, for what they said was his role in a robbery at a convenience store. The younger Singletary surrendered peacefully. He was charged with conspiracy to commit armed robbery and related offenses, but his older brother refused to leave the home when police arrived looking for his brother. He said, "If y'all are going to come through these doors, you're going to have to kill me."
Oh, my.
That's the Willie Singletary way. So, we are willing to kill you, no problem.
He faces charges of attempted aggravated assault, reckless endangerment, and terroristic threats after telling officers he was ready to go to war and threatening to burn down the place he was in. The two of the younger siblings of the former Philadelphia traffic court judge, Willie Singletary, who was called in by police to help calm his brother down during the standoff, eventually got him to surrender. But there's the son of a great bitch. Now, Willie, the Singletary is there, under there.
I'll never see him.
The Singletaries are underneath that.
underneath that ad blocker.
Contain pictures of the Singletaries.
It's weird that they...
So there's one.
Oh, that's...
And then...
Do they have different different numbers?
They must be. One was the third. The other one must be the second, right? Because okay. The dad's the first.
Right.
It's crazy to name everyone the same name.
Willie, Willie, and Willie, get down here!
It is really weird.
It's like George Foreman did that, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, all his kids are George Foremans.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I'm a second. I'm not officially a second.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, that's different than but you have a brother named the same name.
Exactly.
Too. Yeah, well, like one is like reasonable.
Yeah.
Like one kid named
that's normal.
Yeah,
that's
yes. Very normal. Yeah. But the if you start getting a 2-3 Willie Singletaries, that's
Willie! If you're four Willies deep, that is nuts.
Yeah.
Come on.
I mean, and they are. They're four Willies deep.
I mean, how do you keep anything on track in that household if you're the mom?
As Willie! Right.
Everybody.
You'd be Willie the third.
Maybe the mom got calls, or maybe even Willie the first got all those calls, and they're like, the police have Willie! And he's like, well, which Willie?
All the Willies.
All of them.
The police got all the Willies!
All the Willies.
It's four Willies deep.
That's real deep.
Do you think those brothers go on to have kids and then also continue this Willie?
I hope. Well, thing? Listen, if they're anything like me, I hated it and vowed never to name my kid after me, right?
Right.
I hated being also David Hunter. Mm-hmm. And then even when I went for, like, you know, my first credit card, they were like, well, you've had credit here for years. I'm like, no, that's my dad.
Yeah.
You know, and so that was part of it. But then I was Wee David because he was Big David.
Yeah.
Right? Wee David. And still my family calls me Wee David to this day because they had to differentiate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, when I'm 6'5", I'm no longer Wee David.
No.
Yeah, we had to call my brother. He's named after my stepdad. We had to call him Little. It was like Little in front of his name all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. You don't want to be like Little John your whole life.
Yeah. Right?
I had a friend that was, it was my dad's friend was named Randy, and his kid was named Randy, so they'd call him Big Randy and Little Randy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what people do.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if my twin had survived, we would have been David and Derek.
Okay.
We weren't like the brothers. Yeah.
They were, so my dad and his brother Derek, they decided they would name the two boys David and Derek. All right. We've talked about this guy a couple of times this week, the San Francisco man who can't remember the password to unlock his Bitcoin fortune. Well, how is he dealing with it? One of the TV stations finally was able to track the guy down. Here's the story on that from ABC7.
It's not uncommon to forget the password to your email or maybe a social media account. But for one man, the stakes are higher than most. His forgotten password is costing him millions of dollars. San Francisco resident Stefan Thomas lost the key to unlock his digital wallet that holds 7,000 bitcoins. That translates to a whopping $220 million. The correct password is locked in a hard drive that gives users 10 guesses before it locks forever. Thomas has only two more tries to gain access to his fortune.
A lot of people are offering various solutions, everything from the silly to, like, for example, one person suggested, have you tried the word password? So that was one. Some people have recommended various mediums, psychics, prophets that I could talk to.
Profits.
Try anything, I guess. Thomas is not alone. The New York Times reports $140 billion worth of Bitcoin appear to be lost or stranded in digital wallets.
Have you tried password?
It's probably password.
You know, $12 a pop.
You should try password.
And they said, oh, isn't that cute? And now it's worth millions of dollars.
Really got you.
Ian Scherer is the editor at large of CNET. He suggests using the password manager
app
to avoid any password or money.
Hey, has he tried password? Put me through to the
every
news.
Every time I forget mine.
Put me through to the news lady. I got him.
Yeah. Has he tried Pat, P-A-S-S-W-O-R-D?
All lowercase.
Listen, you put me right through to that Stephanie man. I'm going to talk Stephanie. Stephanie, listen.
Steph. Steffi baby. Steffi baby.
Yeah. This is Jim.
Listen, I just.
Digital money
before I tell you how you're going to unlock your fortune, I would like to sign something that says I will get 25% of your fortune, and then I will reveal to you the missing P-dub. Are you ready? Can we sign it? I sign it? All right. Password.
Boom.
We rich.
That's all you had to do, Stephanie.
Go ahead. Open it up.
All my passwords is password.
Show me them coins. P-A-S-S-W-O-R-D.
Hasn't tried it.
Enter.
Bet you hasn't tried it.
Done.
Don't be hysterical, Stephanie. Try password.
Listen, lady.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Couples have been going wild for this certain vibrator. They say it's, in fact, magical.
Wow. Nice.
Very cool.
Very nice.
It's called the Bed Geek Massager. It boasts 20 patterns and 8 different speeds to try out. According to the product description, the sensations it gives are ultra powerful. Over 1,000 raving reviews.
Hmm.
Many say they've been brought to climax in a matter of seconds.
Whoa.
And one commenter even admitted to keeping their neighbors awake with all the moaning they've been doing.
Wow. I saw a thing on TikTok where it's a trend where people, you know, those like massage guns that are like for deep tissue massage. Yeah. People are firing it up to the maximum speed and then grabbing the ball on the end. And then they're sticking their fingers out and they're doing stuff like beating eggs or something like that. They'll put an egg in a thing and then their finger's going crazy.
Oh,
and
they're like mixing it with their finger.
They put it in the egg and then it's like just becomes obliterated. Like it's beat it in like a second. And a guy was like, I got an idea. And
the bits beater.
Yeah.
The bits beater 3000.
It was fountain time.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my.
On TikTok.
Well, TikTok shows fountain time?
Well, it didn't show it, but it's clearly what happened. And so that's like a thing.
Huh.
People are holding these things and...
Yeah, getting in there?
Mm-hmm.
And using the force of the vibrations?
Yes.
Here's some of the reviews on this.
Yeah.
The vibration on the device sent shockwaves across her body like an earthquake.
What is this thing?
I'll show it to you in a second. You don't have to use it for one thing. This can be used all over the body. Someone else said.
I'm just wondering if it's like, it's got to be like a Hitachi style, right?
It looks like a microphone.
So is it a Hitachi wand?
Yeah, that's like the big one.
Maybe it's a smaller one.
Let me see. I'm going to have to bring it up. Hold on 1 second. We posted a link to this up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com, so you can go check it out for yourself up there. But here's the... Where's the thingamajigger? There it is.
So it looks like a Hitachi wand, but it's a little functions. Bit. It's more geared down.
Mm-hmm. 20 patterns and 8 different speeds, and it's only $18.99.
Those things have been killing bits for, killing bits.
Yeah, they do kill bits.
Someone said it feels like that moment in Harry Potter where all the Dementors try and suck out Harry's soul. Not. Taking just one, either. I mean, like 10 of them.
Yeah, I really shouldn't have used a Harry Potter reference in your quote. of talking about this.
I've never seen any Harry Potter, so I don't even know what that's like.
It's kind of like a magic wand there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never seen any Harry Potter movies.
Orgasmus erectus!
Orgasmus. Someone said, oh my God, as a woman parted from her boyfriend during lockdown, things were becoming a bit tense. This is certainly a stress reliever.
I'll say this, though. These ones are the ones that you stop being able to have like a normal one.
On your own.
Oh, it'll blast your bit so hard
that it'll desensitize your thing to anything else.
You shake your bean numb.
Yeah, that's it. That's exactly what happens.
You shake your bean numb.
Yeah.
You'll shake your bean right numb.
I didn't know what to add.
That's... you said it all.
That was a quote. Yeah, we'll add that into the story.
You'll shake your bean numb.
Scratch off the Harry Potter reference.
Yeah, put that one in. It makes more sense to me than...
I was like following along, like, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, what can I add?
I'm like, yeah, all right, there we go.
Okay, you'll shake your bean numb.
I understood that more than the demon daughters or whatever that came to suck his souls away. I'm like, so what you're telling me is it shook your bean numb. Yeah. Oh, now I get it.
Just hearing it back to myself.
Now I get it.
Incredible. But that's what happened, yeah.
It's already doubled in price.
Jeez.
It has. Since this morning.
Yeah. Well, that's the way Amazon works, right?
Oh, as more people buy it?
I think so.
Yeah.
Splash and waterproof.
That
helps. In the bath or the shower. You recharge. Comes with a USB cable. It's travel size. Super quiet, they say. Ultra powerful battery.
Yeah. So it is like a competitor to that Hitachi wand.
Yeah.
Dangerous vibrations.
But affordable.
It can't be as strong as the plug-in Hitachi one, but it must be pretty close. Mm-hmm.
People share everything on here. At least, I mean, they can't show their bits, right? But
right.
Yeah.
Powerful. Portable for travel, stronger than expected.
Well, that's the thing.
It's
like,
my bean numb.
You can hold this thing in your hand pretty easy, whereas the Hitachi wand is like almost like a two-hander. Yeah. It's like a two-handed broadsword.
it really is. Someone said, my wife and I use that vibrator. She really likes the three speeds. She describes them as, oh, whoa, and ah.
Yeah. Those are good speeds. I mean, bad for you eventually. But.
Right.
This guy says that he likes to use his massage gun on his butt.
Well.
He says, massaging butt cheeks makes me have to doo-doo, though.
That's a very... I'm glad he added that.
This guy really shared, huh?
Yeah. Doo-doo.
Doo-doo.
Sorry, Lise.
It's a bowel-shaking vibrator.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
It'll shake your bean numb and make you have to doo-doo.
Yeah.
I could use that every once in a while, I guess.
What's Chuck doing? Do you hear a hum?
Yeah, you guys know.
Yeah, he's got to shake it apart.
I'm breaking it down.
He's got to break it up.
So he's got to go to the bathroom and shake something loose.
It's like ultrasound.
Right.
Well, here's a big reveal. You know who has one of these?
Oh, well, it doesn't shock me at all. Go ahead, Jason.
Jason the Jew.
I just want to say these people are weird. I have one of these, and I don't use it for fountain time or doo-doo time. So
yeah, right.
You don't shake your doo-doo loose?
Nope.
Okay.
Sure don't.
What do you use it for?
Yeah.
Sore muscles, you know. Let's what it's designed for.
Oh, so do you have an actual wand?
No, this is the massage gun.
Okay, oh, no, okay, yeah, we're not talking about the massage gun though.
Like, well, we were, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I've got a massage gun.
Yeah.
Oh no, I don't have a Hitachi.
Oh, okay.
I'm glad you clarified. No,
I don't have a Sibian. Nothing like that.
Okay. All right.
Okay, what's in Jason's Dave, Jewish dungeon?
Yeah, Dave implied you had one of these devices.
Well,
I thought maybe he had the actual massager.
Yeah, oh, no, I thought we were on the same page.
No.
Well,
No.
So you, but,
yes,
clarify.
You
yeah, you have a muscle massaging gun.
Yep, one of the knockoffs from China.
Yeah.
No Sibian, no...
No Benetachi.
Okay. Just want to put that out there.
Yeah, okay. That's smart to put that out there because Dave basically said you had a bed geek.
Nope. No fountain time, no doo-doo time.
Okay. Dave? All right.
No doo-doo time.
My comments to myself.
All right, Jason.
You can try that whole grab the end of it thing, though.
Mm-hmm.
Let us know
so
how
glad
works.
We cleared that up.
Though. Oh, yeah, you can to beat eggs.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Beat those eggs.
You can beat those eggs. I won't ask him to do anything other than that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been a shocker if Jason had this bed gig.
Well, I mean, that's what it seemed like was about to happen.
Yeah.
I was like, that's a huge reveal.
Yeah.
It's like, why is he revealing
I
this?
I know. Shake the bean now.
Then I was like picturing him using that on just his muscles.
Exactly.
I'm like, there's better ones out there.
There's no chance. That's why he's so cut. Yeah, he's using a lot of muscles.
Yeah.
That's how he calms himself down.
I was like, no, I don't have a Hitachi.
Well, what do you have then? Dave said you had one of these.
Oh, you have the gun? I've got a gun.
Okay, we got past that confusion.
Yeah.
I am amazed, though, how many positive reviews this thing has. You know, sometimes you got to be suspicious because it's probably just
they're
people
that
work. But yeah, this is like thousands of five-star reviews.
And I'd almost bet any of the zero or the one stars is just like there was a battery problem.
Right.
You know, because this style is tried and true.
Mm-hmm.
This is a bit destroyer.
Listen to this. My wife and I enjoyed an epic session of tease and denial last night with this beauty from BedGeek. The vibrations are strong enough to be therapeutic, and it was fun experimenting with the different patterns. Whether your goal is a sprint or a marathon, the results are explosive.
Be ready.
It's crazy. That's so crazily written. Like, who would review something like that? What a freak. Like, what a freak of nature.
I love the idea of now just buying one to just review it in the creepiest, craziest way.
My wife and I decided to do a torture session with my mother. So upon
like
tying her to the bed,
would
build her up and bring her down and build her up and bring her down. I suspended her 40 feet in the air and then placed the wand on her. Till finally the moment of climax was so powerful our neighbors awoke. It looked as if rain was falling in.
Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness gracious. My Lord Almighty.
Yep.
Yeah.
Rain.
That's a great rain.
See, look. Day one, 45 minutes after delivery. I'm glad my neighbors weren't home. Less than a minute in, I was screaming.
Yep.
The bed geek is sleek and very intense vibrations. I reached the top of the mountain on the lowest setting. What's the best part? I say, let's celebrate the fact it comes charged and ready to please.
It's hilarious that they only waited 45 minutes after delivery to try it out. Wait.
Do you think they just stare?
Oh, my God. It's here, it's here, it's here, it's here.
I like the idea of it's like sitting on the kitchen table and they're like.
Yep, did the same thing with my fleshlight.
Chuck waited not even 45 minutes.
Didn't take long.
Well, he was on delivery driver, drove off. He handed out of the box and on his crotch.
I was banging it up the stairs.
Oh, God! Come on! Stop it!
Yeah, at least they, they had some dignity. They had 45 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. 45 minutes. I mean, that's 40 minutes past what I waited.
Yeah, when my fleshlight, I don't even know. I'd be like, you got to get out of here quick.
Yeah, I chopped mine open with a machete and got after it. Please, I don't have time.
Machete.
Got it.
Really strong, almost too strong, needs a dial-down button for softer pubes, but it's great.
These people are crazy.
No pulses. They just don't know how to spell.
Oh, that changes pulses. Everything.
It does.
Softer. Yeah.
Softer pubes. Like, did her pubes get wrapped up in the thing?
You're harder than power.
One word can change the whole
meaning. I really can't.
I can't even imagine getting something that is then just tangled up in all of your pubes.
I'm caught. I'm stuck. I'm all twisted. That word sent me down a thing where I'm like, women have problems with softer pubes.
I know. Yeah.
I think I feel like they'd be great.
Yeah, softer the better.
Softer the better, I guess.
Seems like you'd want a softer pube.
I haven't thought about it.
You don't want coarse pubes.
No, you want nice, soft pubes.
Sure.
Look at this. 2 days later, it showed up on my doorstep. I couldn't wait to open it up.
Look at this one. I had the Hitachi magic wand for the past 13 years. She destroyed it and had to lay him to rest.
13 years is a pretty long run, though.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's the Hitachi wand. It's a special product.
She had like a funeral for it.
She did. It gave her 13 years of pleasure. It's like she lost a lover.
Yeah.
Listen, these reviews are incredible for this thing.
They are. Look, this woman simply said, oh my God. Where do I start? How about wow?
Yeah.
I've never had these feelings with any other massager on the market. What usually takes about 20 minutes to achieve was done in less than two. This will forever be my go-to.
See, but this is the problem. I feel like you can play with this toy, and then you better put it in a safe and, like, put the little code in that's like you can't touch it then for, like, 30 days.
Yeah, because you'll blast that thing to smithereens.
That's
dude,
it.
And then you can't even have normal stuff.
Jay said, let me tell you something. This had me weak in under 2 minutes.
Thanks, Jay. I had to
change my sheets and reevaluate my life.
Is this Jason?
I have so much to do, but I simply cannot because I'm just dumbfounded. Buy it. Just buy it. Like, I'm still confused, and it's been over an hour. Trust me like you trust your eyebrow, lady. It's worth it.
Mm. Man, chick reviews on these things are crazy. It's just like, men are so obsolete.
Honestly, we are.
You don't need us.
A $35 device can replace us.
Right, it's $35.
I can't believe at one point it was $18. What a deal.
Of all the lovemaking I've ever done, no one's ever written a paragraph about me.
No one's ever said, oh my God.
Yeah, whoa. Yeah, phone's not ringing.
Yeah, it's just like literally incredible review after incredible review.
I guess as a guy, you could buy one of these and then that could be your profile pic. Just you holding it. Like, look what I got.
There's lots of... look what I got. Lots of, what we shall say, are Juicy Lucy's after this.
Yep. Yep.
Juicy Lucy.
Yep. Well, that was the in the video that I saw, the reaction was of a very upset, the wife or whatever was very upset. And he was like, I didn't know you could even do that. And she was like, I didn't know I could do it.
Whoa.
That.
Juicy Lucy.
Yeah. Mm. And that's what happened.
Because of the vibration.
Yeah.
The vibration.
The vibrato.
The vibrato. The vibration.
I mean, it's crazy. That's nuts.
This one just says, girl, get it.
Yeah.
That's crazy. It is something you should put in your dating profile, just holding one of those.
Yeah. Like, I'm not much, but I got one of these. Want to try it?
I purchased this for a friend, and she's obsessed. That is a tight friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, look, my goodness.
Yeah, it's funny, because people are saying, like, don't even bother with, like, a Hitachi. So they've managed to put an engine in this thing that is something else.
Yeah, they have. So listen, there's a link to this at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you want to go see what it looks like and what it's all about. I'm sure there's ladies who are dying to know.
I was going
to
say, do you think it'll sell out now? I do.
Oh, God. Did you hear what those people were saying?
Mm-hmm. It's already, like, I think you can't really buy it from the actual place because I think it said buying options, like see your buying options.
So it's just flying off the shelf.
Oh, like, okay, you can just put it in your cart.
You get fast delivery, too.
You do. You pay for the day shipping in that one.
Yeah. You got it 2 days.
Yeah. You want it faster than that.
Apparently so. You can't even wait. Someone said my boss had one of those delivered to work about a year ago. There was no name on the box. So some of my coworkers and I opened the box and realized what it was. For a good 20 minutes, no one would fess up to who owned it. Eventually, we figured out it was for my boss. He claims it was for his wife, who's a physical therapist.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Her bits need physical therapy.
I'm sure someone found the video you're talking about, Charlie, but we can't. We can't look at that.
It's not. Nothing is. I don't think anything is really done or said. It's just
the guy with one of those massage guns in his hand and putting his finger in a glass of water.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's not the bits.
Yeah. I don't think. Hmm. I mean, I'm not looking at the thing that you have been sent, so.
Yeah,
I can't guarantee our safety. let's just see it without the. This is it. So you'll be able to see exactly what I'm talking about here.
Oh, oh right. Oh my goodness! You can make a milkshake with your finger.
Yeah.
And then he screams something to his lady.
Yeah.
Does it sound like? Yeah.
Yeah, watch this part. Soaked. And then, yeah, she's upset in there.
Wow.
So I just don't know if they say the F word or not.
Oh, yeah,
so
they could. I feel like it wouldn't be appropriate. If you're making someone just...
Yeah, so that's what I saw on there. I'm like, wow, they're using the... That's the gun that Jason has.
Right, that's his personal...
Yeah,
personal massager.
Man.
All right.
It's crazy to me now. I'm thinking about that lady that waited 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Because, like, that just shows the incredible patience that women have.
Exactly.
Because a guy would be so much faster.
I'm telling you. I'm thinking what an eternity that'll be.
45 minutes.
I had used mine 3 times in 45 minutes.
Disturbing. Still, the whole going up the stairs thing was enough to ruin my day.
But. Yeah. It's not as easy as you think.
I can imagine.
Just open it with a machine.
So many boxes.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
At the Consumer Electronics Show, the viral version this year, or the virtual version, rather, they've introduced a new kitchen appliance. It's a soft-serve ice cream maker.
Take my money.
It's called Cold Snap. And it makes soft-serve ice cream right in your home. It's like a Keurig type machine that makes coffee, but this one makes ice cream. They use shelf stable room temperature pods to make various flavors of ice cream. You pop in a pod and Cold Snap will freeze, churn, and dispense your soft serve ice cream in less than 120 seconds.
Oh my God.
No prep required, no cleanup necessary. They're going to launch with just different flavors of soft serve, but they're working also frozen yogurt, non-dairy ice cream, smoothies, protein shakes, frozen coffee, frozen cocktails, and more. The Cold Snap reads a QR code on the top of each pod's label to find the specific freezing temperature. And then...
Also, it can do cones, too. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't need to see this. Hopefully, the price point is...
Looks like it would be expensive.
Yeah, I'm hoping it's real expensive.
I think it's like $150.
Oh, that's not bad.
$150.
Oh, that's bad news.
No. It's $1,000 each.
Oh, wow. Okay. Never mind. I must have read that.
That's what they're going to ship at initially. They hope to get the price point down under $500 when they swap out some of the stainless steel parts for plastic. The pods cost $299 each.
Because if it was $150, my home would look like one of those hoarder homes. Remember we saw the hoarder home that was full of beer cans?
Yeah.
That's what it would look like with just these ice cream pods. Just empty ice cream pods.
Oh, dude, when David had said this to me, they have posted over at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com, and I read it, and I didn't see the extra zero on there. I was like, I'm going to go buy one of these as soon as they come out. $150? Hell yeah. Unlimited soft serve?
It'll be cheaper, but I hope off the top.
You think it actually tastes okay with just pod ice cream?
I saw a video of someone from CNET trying it, and they, unless they were paid to act really amazing, they thought it was great.
CNET's usually pretty good at not being paid, but...
I like the idea of this so much that I'm terrified.
I know, it is terrifying.
No.
None of us can get this.
No.
None of us can get our personal soft serve machine.
So I'm the only one not interested in this at all.
You're not.
I would love it, because I've often thought to myself in my fat thoughts, like... I wish I had soft serve ice cream.
See, here's my deal. You guys, you love ice cream, and I'm not so much, like, I like soft serve.
Right.
I don't really like, you know, regular ice cream.
Yep.
So I don't have easy access to soft serve ice cream, so that saves me.
Yeah.
Until now.
Until now.
Yeah. Until now.
Right.
Yeah, but I'd want, like, I'm willing to get the big machine.
Like a full size.
I want to be able to make a twisty cone. I want to be able to have all of my choices.
Then you really will be Mr. Softly, living the soft life.
That's what I want. I'm like, how much for the big machine? If I'm spending $1,000, I might as well spend $30.
Right.
I can't imagine how much one of those big ones costs.
I bet it's probably like $8,000.
I don't think it's too crazy, dude. It's under like 10. Maintaining it, getting it serviced, and then getting the supplies for it.
What a crazy fat life you have if you're like, oh, listen, I'm not going to be able to make it to work today. My ice cream repairman is coming today. He's going to make sure it's taken.
I would have to learn how to do it all myself.
Look, there's $1,600. Commercial soft serve ice cream, 3 flavors.
That's not fair.
Free shipping, Chuck.
It's got wheels, too.
I'll say this, though, okay? If you're talking $600 difference between the little put a little cup in giving me that one.
No, come on. There's a big difference, though. This is a bitch to clean. Listen, I worked at a little place in the mall, right, that had one of these.
Yeah.
Every night you'd have to empty it out. You'd have to take it all apart. You'd have to clean all the bits out. You'd have to rinse everything. It's a pain in the ass. This other one is a simple pod you put in. There's no cleaning.
It says, it says auto clean.
Uh-oh.
It's got an auto clean, and that means the same to me.
You probably still have to clean out all the mix and stuff that's in there.
You'll get sick.
Yeah,
right.
Like, there's a lot more maintenance to have something like that.
There would never be... There'd never be ice cream that was in there long enough to get me sick.
You're not going to eat a whole machine's worth of ice cream,
I think you're right, Dave.
I'll put that to the test.
How many gallons does it hold?
A lot.
3 gallons? That's nothing.
That one is a lot nicer than the pod.
Oh, well, it is. I mean, because it's an official machine. I mean, and it gives you the really nice ice cream.
It just dead water. And put in the ice cream. Make a twisty cone. Make a vanilla cone. Butterscotch dip, please. Fudge for me. Personal ice cream.
Personal ice cream.
It doesn't seem to. I just had milk. Wait a couple of minutes. Hit the yellow button. Starts making ice cream. The blue button makes it colder. Effort was complete. A twist complete.
It is a twist comb.
It is.
Oh, yep. Man.
I
design a whole kitchen around that.
I'm like, listen, I got a big plan for this. Tear everything down. I need all new cupboards. I need a... I don't care. For refrigerator, I don't care. No, I've got an ice cream machine.
It's going to be the gym in the collection.
You're
going
to have a perfect spot for me. My personal ice cream.
Chuck the Freak, personal ice cream.
Yep.
You heard it here first on David Chuck the Freak.
All right. Two men were arrested when they returned their rental car to an upstate New York airport, but forgot their drugs inside.
Oh,
man. Make sure you take your drugs from your rental car. 26-year-old Asim Hiltz and 26-year-old Sharif Frazier were busted at Albany International Airport after the car rental company reported to police that drugs had been left behind in a car rented by the guys.
Well, I'll never be using your car rental service again. I was to believe that there would be some sort of discretion.
Yeah, yeah, but you see, there was just a gigantic pile of drugs.
Oh. Couldn't you have thrown them away? Maybe not told the authorities.
There actually was a gigantic pile. Officers went right to the airport. There was 140 envelopes of heroin, 35 grams of MDMA. There was marijuana. $5,600 in cash, all left behind in the rental car.
I'm Sharif, and I think that you've got it.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, you must have grabbed the bag.
You're talking about the heroin, the money, and the MDMA?
Right. Like, I didn't grab it. Obviously, you did.
I was to believe that you grabbed it.
If I didn't grab it.
You're saying you didn't grab the heroin, you didn't grab the MDMA, or?
I thought to myself, there's no way you're going to leave all of that heroin and MDMA and cash behind. No
I thought
way.
The same thing. I was like, he'll grab the bag with the MDMA, the heroin, and the $5,600 in cash, and I just wasn't thinking.
It's hard to be a forgetful drug dealer.
It really is.
That's when you got to have a guy like Dave along with you.
Yeah, exactly. Guys, hold up. Checklist. Who's got the heroin? Chuck, do you have the heroin?
I do.
Okay, good. Andy, you got the MDMA?
I have the MDMA.
Okay, James, you have $5,600 in cash,
I
right?
I do. I have it all stashed in my hiney.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. He didn't have
perfect.
To, but
all
he
right,
did.
We're good to roll out. Everyone out of the car.
Yeah.
That's why we're the perfect drug smuggling
team. We are.
I don't do the drugs. Notice Dave is only in charge of the list.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Like he's like he. We're all charged with massive crimes, right. But Dave's like, I don't know anything about that.
Well, I'm not doing the drugs.
Yeah,
I'm just
I
keeping
don't
everything
know.
In check.
Well, I'm not doing the heroin that I was holding either. But
I might do the MDMA.
If we're being truthful,
yeah. I'll deposit the cash in my butt.
Yeah.
And James will admit to putting stuff in his butt.
Yes.
So yeah, they were both charged with multiple drug charges.
This is the last time I use Hertz. I tell you, it should be a takeaway.
Hertz, you son of a bitch.
You made me.
It's Enterprise all the way.
I told you to go Enterprise.
I'm an Enterprise man.
Yeah,
they're not narcs.
You've lost my business, Hertz, and all my drugs. All right, California police sergeant is offering $1,000 cash reward for a crime.
Okay,
that crime.
You better return that boy's missing Cookie Monster.
Oh, man.
Well, the kid...
Where's my Cookie Monster?
Be good to get this kid back, his little Cookie Monster. Here's the story now. Take a listen to this report. Anytime now. We'll get to it. This
so
is the
anyway,
report.
I was like, had my Cookie Monster and stuff. But
all
then
right, hold on. Let me
I
reload
was in my mom's
this
car
report.
And someone stole it, maybe?
And let's get to it from WHDH-TV.
I'm not exactly sure what happened to my
in
Cookie
Boston,
Monster.
This little guy is from New Hampshire.
Here we go. Today I'm announcing a reward. So effective immediately, $1,000 cash for the return of Cookie Monster.
A California police officer offering up some big bucks to reunite a New Hampshire boy with his favorite stuffed animal. 12-year-old Aiden lives with a rare disease called Hunter syndrome, and he takes Cookie Monster with him to all of his hospital visits and his surgeries. Aiden's mom says someone broke into their car and stole a backpack that had Cookie Monster inside.
No.
And Aiden says they've tried to replace the toy, but it's just not the same.
We've gotten some replacements. My grandparents, some other people giving me some. I like them, but they're just not the same. They don't have the same magic like the original had. They don't have the same comfort like the original had.
Good morning, January 8th, 2020.
Well, the police sergeant offering this reward, he also works for a nonprofit called Hunter's Chest, which helps children who were victims of crimes like theft. The officer says he wants to get Cookie Monster back to Aiden. No questions asked.
That's nice.
Kind of scumbag steal something like that.
I don't know. There's too many scumbags in the world. That's the problem. We're full of scumbags.
Yeah,
we're full to the brim. Are you more of a dog person or a cat person? A recent survey found Americans are more than twice as likely to be dog people. 49% said dogs. 21% said cats. There is about 25% of people that like both equally. But a new study looked into pet adoptions during the pandemic, and we actually adopted cats at a higher rate last year. They looked at pet adoption rates in all 50 states. They broke it down by preference. 55% of the cats put up for adoption last year were adopted, compared to 54% of dogs.
It's way more cats up for adoption than dogs.
Oh, it's all Stella wants. It's all Stella wants. Is a cat.
Oh.
She wants a cat so bad. And I'm like, you have two dogs.
Yeah, I mean, I know there's lots of families that have dogs and cats together.
Yeah.
At least it did.
I did,
and sometimes it doesn't work out, I'm sure, though, right?
I think a lot of times it doesn't work out.
Yeah.
They hate each other. And but then again, I have two kids like that, so pretty much what I deal with on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Anyway. They just don't pee on each other's stuff too often.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.